Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday morning, April the 10th, 2011.
The decision to follow Jesus, to place your trust in things unseen, the confidence to take the cognitive, courageous leap of faith, to believe because you choose to believe, is a life-changing act of eternal significance.
For 2,000 years, the church has grown one by one as the Holy Spirit has moved in the hearts of people who have been willing to take the message of the gospel into all the world.
Nothing has influenced life on this planet like the teachings and example of Jesus, the Christ. He led a singular life. He was humble and without wealth. Yet he reigns preeminent over all the great scholars and rulers of history.
From a band of 12 disciples 2 millennia ago, those who have decided to follow Jesus can be found in every nation of the earth.
As the body of Christ fulfills the Lord's command to spread the gospel, each one has a task. Some are givers who week after week labor in the workplace and sacrificially give to support the work of the kingdom. And there are those who have been called to places far from home.
Some are teachers and pastors.
Some are skilled laborers and medical professionals.
all reaching out to a world in need.
Sharing the name that is above every name.
They are sharing the message of the miracle of eternal life through the atoning sacrifice and triumphant resurrection of Jesus.
And so the good news is announced, and with the blessing and the power of the Holy Spirit, the sun never sets on the praises of the Lord.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns.
Let it rise above the four winds, caught up in the heavenly sound.
Let praises echo from the towers of cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground.
Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns.
After all the miles, all the miracles, all the multitudes who heard things that had never been spoken before.
After all the teaching, the healing, and the heartache, Jesus addresses the purpose of his life. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost.
The excruciating terror of Calvary and the unrestrained eternal joy of the resurrection would soon be followed by the last command of the Master.
Jesus came and told his disciples,
"I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
Lord, we see your vision for a world that is lost, a world that is dying for the message of the cross. A world that changes daily, yet your truth remains the same. Here we are, Lord, send us, we will go. In Jesus' name, into all the world we will carry the light. With no fear of the darkness, we will conquer the night. Into all the world, let the good news be heard. We go forth to all the world. Lord, we hear you calling for your children to obey, to reach to every nation, commission as we pray. We ask your hand to guide us each victory and each loss. Our triumph is in Christ alone. We are warriors of the cross. Into all the world we will carry the light. With no fear of the darkness, we will conquer the night. Into of night, on Christ alone relying, we will face the darkness, we will bring the light, we will bring the light. Into the world we will carry the light. With no fear of the darkness, we will come.
Into all the world, the task of the Great Commission, of taking the message of the gospel to all the nations of the earth. is almost beyond comprehension.
If this great work of the kingdom were to be accomplished through our strengths, there is every reason to assume we could be conquerors, because God's people are gifted people.
However, in a paradox of the divine, His plan was for us to be conquerors and more, and this was to be accomplished through our weaknesses.
God is a God of wonders. He can use whatever and whomever He chooses, even us.
A man called Moses with a rod in his hand. You told Moses, take the rod in your hand, stretch it forth and walk on dry land. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. That's my prayer, Lord.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Take my
hands, take my hands, Lord, and my feet.
Touch my heart,
touch my heart, Lord.
Speak through me.
If you can use anything, Lord,
you can use me.
Story, I remember it well. He took a shepherd boy, David, with a sling in his hand. He took that rock with a sling in his hand, flung the rock, and the giant fell dead.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use.
Thank you.
If God is for us, who can be against us? Jesus told us that He would be with us every step of the way.
What greater assurance could we have as we walk into the unknown? We are being escorted by the King of Kings.
We don't fear the darkness. We carry the light.
Don't fear the darkness. We don't hide from the night. We're walking by faith.
To follow Jesus is to choose to inventory our life by unseen things above. To not grow weary of trying to bring a measure of comprehension to things that by their very nature are incomprehensible. To trust and to obey.
We are all part of the Great Commission, and the borders of that mission field begin right here in this very room and stretch to the farthest points of the planet.
It is the light of His truth that draws us and leads us. We cannot let the former things pull us back. Just as the pillar of fire appeared in the wilderness to guide God's people, we must remember to keep the cross before us and the world behind us.
Justice would be set.
message has never changed. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The message of Jesus is a message of hope and a command to care for those in need. This is his promised reward for those faithful to his message and to his call.
Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these, you did for me.
To hold a hand, to touch a heart, to see a need, to play a part, to speak the truth, to hear a cry, to walk by faith.
Thank you.
Because you alone are worthy. We will go into all the world as you commanded. Use us, Lord, as we surrender our lives to you.
We do not fear the darkness, for the cross is before us and the world behind us. Praise you, Lord, for your saving grace and the knowledge that you are faithful.
May we be distinguished in the world by our love for each other and all God's children. May we live in peace as Christ defined peace.
And may we bring a word of hope to all the peoples of the earth.
Working on this musical, I was thinking about missions musicals in general. And generally speaking, I haven't been exposed to a lot of missions musicals in my lifetime. But I think about the one that probably up until this time made the most impression on me when I was probably pretty close to being a senior in high school. I remember one of the things we did as a family is we used to listen to Back to the Bible broadcast, and of course, G. Christian Weiss was heavily involved in that ministry. And then the other people that were involved was they had a quartet, and they had a variety of people that did music. But they had a man, just a little bit of a man, by the name of Eugene Price, who wrote the greatest story yet ever told or untold. And that was just, you talk about something that just really, I remember as a child, or as a teenager, that really made a great impression on me. I don't know about you all, but I'm counting on God. What a terrific, terrific testimony to leave with and to think about. Now, we're going to do a variety of things. Obviously, I'm going to have to run like a dog. Now, I don't want to be there. I want to be in 2 Corinthians 5. So you're going to have to retool. We're going to look at a passage, and we're not going to spend a lot of time looking at it, but we've been working through the whole concept of God's great plan of reconciliation. And we've talked about reconciliation and what that means. And we've talked about the point of it is that God doesn't have anything to do because we're the ones that left Him. We're the ones that have made the poor choices. And so God gives us that opportunity to come to Him and to respond to Him. And so, and it involves a variety of things, but we're not going to really chase those. But we want to spend just a little time in the Word this morning. And I want you to look at this passage with me in 2 Corinthians 5. Stand with me. We're going to read this passage. In 2 Corinthians 5, it states, "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know Him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation." Our Father, I thank You for this great passage of Scripture. And I thank You, Father, that You've given us this word of reconciliation. Father, I thank You that missions begins in this very room. Father, missions begins in Chattanooga. And we can think about faraway places, Father, but above all, we recognize that there are souls that are lost without the Savior if we won't take the time to talk to them and to not pass them by. In Jesus' name, amen. As I look at this passage of Scripture, and I look at this section of Scripture, there is a platform for ministry that is established in verses 16 and 17. And actually, it goes back in this passage just a little bit. And there's some interesting words in verse 16. If you actually going all the way back unto to verse 15, it says, "Now he that died for all, that they who live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but to him that died for them and rose again." And so the first very clear consequence is that where our lives are not our own. We're not supposed to be living unto ourselves. We're supposed to be living unto the Lord. So that's a great concept. And then you look at verse 17, one of the great New Testament verses. It's interesting to me that when navigators back in the middle 30s put together their topical memory system, they wanted to take and start out by talking about what is the basis for life and the basis for ministry. And they took two verses that really are the premier verses that anchor that entire presentation. It's Galatians 2:20 and 2 Corinthians 5:17. And the critical question is, I am no longer my own. I have been bought by with a price. But more than that, I am a new creature. I think NIV catches the flavor of this one. It says, the old is gone, the new has come. The old is gone, the new has come. And so we're not the same people that we once were. We, because of Jesus Christ, the Lord's done something special in our hearts and lives. And so the platform for ministry is the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there's another element to this, and that is, and that's personal. But the rest of the element is our ministry is a ministry of reconciliation. God has called on us to be reconcilers. That's our role. That's the goal that God has given us. And in this passage of Scripture, you're going to notice, first of all, in verse 18, God's reconciled believers to Himself. Verse 18 simply says, "And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ." The very first thing that had to happen was you and I had to hear the message of the gospel, and we had to realize what the Lord's done for us. And when we heard the message of the gospel, realized what God's done for us, that changed everything. That's a tremendous, tremendous truth. Reconciliation had to start here, and it had to start with us before it can go anyplace else or go to anyone else. Now, what's so amazing about this? You know, when Paul, every month we have a Lord's table, and when we go through the Lord's table, Paul says, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received." What a terrific testimony. Paul is saying, That's not something that I've heard about or I've read about or someone's told me something about it. The concept here that he's giving us is the fact that that Paul, the proof of the pudding's in the tasting, right? Yeah, with this beach whale diet that I'm on, I don't get pudding. And, I'm distracted anytime I mention food. In fact, I'm distracted by food on a normal day. So, but the proof of the pudding is in the tasting, you understand. You got to have experienced what Jesus Christ has done for us. And as we experience that, we understand the reconciliation that he's talking about. But that passage goes on and it tells us something else. It tells us that he's given believers a ministry of reconciliation. Look at that next phrase there in verse 18. And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now the word ministry there, if you looked at that word very closely, you would find that it is the very word that's used repeatedly in the New Testament to describe deacons. Deacons are supposed to be service-oriented. They're supposed to be servants in that fashion. And that was a concept, of course, that Paul never got away from. He always recognized that he had that ministry of service. Well, what are we to be all about? We are to be all about a ministry of reconciliation. Now, as I look at this text of Scripture, there's one final point that he makes, and he says that God is, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world, not imputing their trespasses unto them, but has committed unto us the word, the ministry, the word of reconciliation. In just a sentence, God is saying to us, there is a vast world out there. There are, how many times through the presentation did you hear about the nations and the opportunities that are there? You're going to hear about some nations if you come back tonight. The dentist, Charles and James, all right, help me, I need help. James and Catherine Dennis, in 1990, escaped from Liberia in Africa with both basically just their lives. They've been here in the States since 1990. They've worked on a variety of things, and they're going back. They feel like God wants them to go back and be involved in that ministry. You know, I don't have a lot of openings. They're leaving the end of April. So the only time I can hear their testimony, we can all hear it together, is tonight. So if you don't come back tonight, you're going to miss an unbelievable testimony about ministry in Africa and the opportunities that God has given them and God gives us. All over the world, there are those opportunities that the Lord's given us, and we have that opportunity to have that ministry of reconciliation, because what God has done with the world is God has made the world savable. Now, they're not saved. You understand. They still need to hear the message. But God has, with His Spirit, has cultivated the soil and stirred it up and put it in just the right fashion that there are people all over the world that are waiting for that one more element, that word of reconciliation that God is giving you and I the opportunity to share. You see, what in the world is God doing? God's putting us together in a place to minister to the hearts and lives of people. And that's everybody's business. God never saved you just to sit and soak. He never saved you just to write notes in your Bible and say, that's a good deal. He saved you to be involved in this ministry of reconciliation. Now, we all look at that and we say, well, you know, man, that's a tough thing. And I don't always know just exactly what I need to say and that sort of thing. But, you know, you and I have an opportunity to become intentional in our ministry and in our service to the Lord. And we've been trying to emphasize that. we've been spending a lot of time talking about who your neighbor is. And that's a wonderful, wonderful concept to get a hold of. But this past week, I got an article from one of my sons who does a lot more reading than I do. Almost anybody reads more than I do, but man, he sent me this article that said, before you can love your neighbor, you must know your neighbor. Whoa! And he, in this article, there was, it was put out by a group called the Gospel Coalition, and a lot of preachers, a lot of different places. Some you'd like, some you might not like, I understand. But, boy, the thing, that was a great concept. I got to know my neighbor. And so the writer challenged us, and he said, you know, think about the people in your block. Do you know the people in your block? Set up a time, put together some really snazzy invitations, throw some burgers on the grill, maybe make it a pitch-in if you can't make it work any other way, and go out and personally go door to door in your neighborhood and say to these folks, we'd love for you to come over and just get to know you. We'd like to know you. And if they ask you, what's up? Because there's a lot of pitches for Amway going on out there today, aren't there? You say, well, I'm not going to lie to you. The reason I'm doing this is because this is something that Christians value. Oh. This is something Christians value. What is it that they value? Friendship, and they value relationships, and they value knowing other folks. You see, we can have that ministry. I want to do something else that we have left to do this morning. I'd like to spend some time talking about short-term missions, because this is where these things begin. And so we will start out, and there's a variety of things that are going on here. But one of the things I want to do is I want to try, and I want to show you the people that are going this summer in short-term missions. And I want you to see them so that you'll remember them and you'll pray for them, number one. And number two, one or two of them needs help financially, so, you know, think about praying for their needs and everything. But I also want you to understand, mission starts in Chattanooga. And so and we're going to just identify some local ministries, but we're not going to ask them to come. We're going to ask all our short-termers. We're going to, when I come to your group, and if I miss your name, I'm sorry, come down anyway, and we're going to have a special word of prayer for these folks as we close these things out. Now, the very first thing I want you to see as you look at this, as we're thinking about missions, there's a lot of ministries that Chattanooga, missions begins in Chattanooga, and so when you think about ministries like LifeSpring and Men in Transition, the Chaplain's Office at the Police Department, Choices Pregnancy Center, the Hope Line, YCAP Tutoring, the McDonald's House, My Grandma's House, Gideon's, the Children's Home, hospital ministries, including preparing meals, greeting, being a servant there, Child Evangelism Fellowship, and ESL. There's just a ton of ministry opportunities that God brings our way. Now, I'm going to begin, and I also want to say this. In August, we're going to be real intentional about this, and we're going to have a ministry fair, and we're going to have a special time of dedication for all of our ministries that are focusing in this area and for folks that are involved with that. So that's going to come. But we have a number of individual trips, and I rather doubt that Diana Patrick made the trip back from Cedarville for us, but she's going to be in the Dominican Republic. Jonathan Brown's going to Uganda. Now, if you're going to come forward at that point in time, you're going to have to get up, get on your feet, and move one step or two at a time. I understand Bill Painter is going to be in Portugal. So, Bill, where are you? Okay, so Bill needs to come and stand with me as well. And then we've got some other individual trips. We've got Don Ball going to China, as he's done for several years now. In addition to that, Justin Gorslein is probably not going to be here, going back in terms of ministering in Israel. And then, this is the biggie. I don't know how many we have. Where is Mike Swanson at? How many do we have going to Angola?
About 45.
So all 45 of the people going to Angola. Come on now. I'm not going to read your names, but I also mentioned there's some other groups. Joya's, I mentioned with some of the individual groups, Joya Shenefield going to Greece, and Carol Woods is going to Kosovo. And then Tom is coming forward. Okay, so I've got this great group of folks going to Angola. And then, after the Angola prison, then we've got an Alaska trip. And in the Alaska trip, Lindsay Estes, David and Brandy Prairie, Christina Welsh, Sarah Wexler, Jana Holcomb, Tom and Rebecca Phillips going with that ministry in Alaska. Okay? All right. And then we have Camp of the Woods, the Hags, Danae Patrick, Larry and Jane Martin, the Martin Kids, Mike and Joan Swanson. And then there's a special work team that includes both Don and Rhonda Walker and Tom and Marge Crum. All right. And then we have a trip going to Wales. And we should be getting some people moving forward with the Wales trip. Alex Carter, Reggie Favors, Colby, Megan McQueen, Carrie Menace, Mark and Karen Mowry, Leanne Toon, and Elise Torner. So we got a bunch of folks, and you notice the hearts go in the various locations where we'll be sending folks. Then we've got a group that is going to be going to Germany, and this is Aaron Arnold and Tiffany and Trey Walker, Burstrom, Megan McQueen, Mark Mowry, Leanne Toon. And then we've got a couple of fellas that are going to be in Romania, Bill and Fortner and Fred Bennett. And then we've got a big crowd going to Togo, okay? And going to Togo, we've got Sherry and Ken Blesch, Tracy Coates, Jackie Estes, Cherie, Sherry Poff and Marcia Stead. So we got a big crowd coming going there. And then we've got China. And I understand that on my China list, we've got a whole crowd of people, but Nolan is supposed to be on this list too. So Nolan, do not sit back. Got Logan Groves, Rachel, Julie Paul, Lauren Staub, Gary and Katie and Mark and Nolan Turner. With that speak program, the point is, we're going to all the world. Is this not exciting? And this an impressive kind of thing? Microphone.
Al and Linda King are going to Alaska.
Okay. Here's a microphone. Okay, hunting for another microphone. And the Kings, I understand, are going to Alaska too. They've gone on several occasions. Brandy, you're just in time for this. So I was thinking, who could I get to pray for us that this will be a good trip? And I thought the Lord brought Jack Walker here, who's been Mr. Missions for us for a long, long time. And I told him, Jack, we're all tired, so this has got to be a quickie. So, so Jack, pray for us.
There's almost as many up here as there are left behind. In your bulletin, take out the list with all of their names. Hold it together as we pray and commission these your ambassadors that are going forth in Jesus' name with that same gospel message that Jesus saves. Pray with me. Precious Father, we're thankful that in this moment we can come before you. We can worship you with the visual and the song that stirs our heart, that warms us inside, but it also challenges to our neighbor next door, across the street, in the community as well as around the world. We thank you, Father, that you have called these men and women and young people out. Your claims upon their life are to go and to be your witness, leaving all behind. May they go, Father, in the coming weeks and months as your ambassador. I pray, Father, that you will quicken their spirit, that you'll calm their nerves, that you'll quieten the anxiety. I pray, Father, that you'll give them a boldness in your word to study it, to proclaim it. May the twinkle in their eye, may the expression on their face be a reflection of your love. May the unity and harmony among each team, Father, be a testimony to those around in the tribe or in the community where they are. Father, may the light of your word, may the enthusiasm of your family be evident in each one of these, your servants. We thank you that you are preparing the way even now before they go. Father, we pray for your angels of protection as well as for your doors of heaven of provision to be open, to underwrite and undergird this in every way. And we pray, Father, for those who are seated with our list in our hand. May we be faithful prayer partners with a bent knee, with the calmness of heart and claiming your promises on behalf to go into all the world. And the world begins next door and across the street. Lead us not, O Father, into temptation, the temptation of self-sufficiency and of ego, but quicken hearts and spirits in the coming days and weeks. And for the eternal glory, for the lives that will be touched, and for those that will come to you as Lord and Savior, we praise you, we honor, and we glorify you this morning. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Okay, just one thing I want to remind you. Actually, it's five things. Five things. They were all in the newsletter this time. Did you read your newsletter? There were five specific recommendations that will help us become world Christians and have an attitude of reconciliation towards people, okay? Number one, one-year Bible. It all begins with the Word of God. If you haven't got a plan or a one-year Bible, you come and we can help you get a hold of one of those. The point is, you need to be in the Word every day. Number two, you gotta be praying for missions. That Operation World that we have in the church office, we give it away for a song. And sometimes not a very good one. It's a great opportunity to read about various places and the needs so that you can focus on people. That's number two. Number three, these folks are taking that opportunity to get out of their comfort zone and take a short-term trip. And what I'm suggesting to you is for all of us, we need to take some trips to another culture. Why do I take trips to another culture? Well, when I take a trip to another culture, I begin to see the needs. And I realize how affluent I am and how God has equipped us in such special ways. Wow, what can I do to be an encouragement and a help to other people? That's three. Number four, sacrificially give. Find something. Find a ministry. Find a situation and give sacrificially. Make a sacrificial gift. Not just off the top of the stuff, but something really significant. And the last element, number five, be a part of an enriching dynamic fellowship. I think we are enriching and can be dynamic, but together we want to make a difference, not just in Chattanooga, but in all the world. Amen? The dentist tonight, hope you'll be back with us. Lord bless you. Have a great time. Thank you, Fred and choir, for all that you did.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.